Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Juke Joint. We have the Juke Joint 5 live in the studio right now. And we're going to try to...
Hi, Peter.
Hello. That's Silvertone Steve. We have Noah, John, Gretchen, and Dick Lowry, the poet. Dick Lowry. He's in the other room, but... We'll invite him in the room.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to start off with a tune?
That sounds good to me.
And then we'll see if we can get the levels down and everything, and we'll go from there.
Great.
All right, thank you very much for coming in, by the way.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Peter.
We're all crammed in here.
It's great. Hey, it's nice and cozy. Okay, right. Silvertone.
Thank you.
How's that one? Did you were able to hear?
Not until the end. I hope the people on the air could hear me. I don't know. I can't hear myself very well, so I don't know.
Unfortunately, that's okay. What's going on is we have room noise, and it's tough to hear it through there. But I'm pretty sure you're coming out. I ran over
good.
There and figured it out. But,
oh, good.
Good. Good.
If we could, I'm sure Dr. P will be here shortly. He'll give us the rundown.
He sure will.
Check.
He's so good like that. Well, thanks for having us here, Peter.
Well, this thanks for coming. I'm sorry for the confusion. It's a very hard place to find. So.
It's all good. It's all good. We always have fun. So
here we are.
Yeah.
Are we the Juke Joint 5. Let me count up here.
Yeah, do we have 5 here?
Yeah.
We do. Okay.
Yeah, there's 5. We got a lot of people in here. Actually, you have more room. We could have a couple more band members. We could have brought the dancing girls, too.
I agree. Yes. Yes. Well, I think we should probably introduce the band, Juke Joint 5. We have a wonderful sax man, and he's very famous down in the Delta as well. His name is Dick the Poet Lurie.
I'm here.
Over here, Dick. Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yes, indeed. And guess what? He is a real poet. Like, we don't just call him the poet because we feel like it. He's a great poet, and we're going to do a poem from him later on in the show. So you guys are going to get to hear that, which is going to be pretty cool.
Excellent. He just celebrated a birthday, too, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. We're not going to give any numbers or anything, but I just realized. I remembered. Wasn't it a couple of weeks ago?
I won't say anything.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. You could just call me the spirit of 76.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, so you all know, he's from this area. Silvertone Steve on guitar. Yes, indeed. And Steve, you're supposed to do something, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yeah. I'd like to say hello to the lovely Veronica.
Yes, hello,
yes.
Veronica.
And here's a
Hi,
kiss.
Veronica.
All right.
I hope she's listening.
She better be listening.
She better be listening. Yeah, she told me she's
my number
be.
One listener.
So our drummer, who's amazing, and he's... in his last year at Berkeley, too. Oh, my God. He's going to finish up. Woohoo! He's I'm going to party. Yeah. Noah Teshu, and he is wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. He used to play with the Afro-pop band called Kinazore, right? Yeah,
did,
yeah.
Yes.
And it was like a 10-piece band or something like that?
At one point, yeah, 10 pieces. And then I think it's a 6-piece band today.
Wow.
It's a big group.
Yeah. So he's come to the downsized side, the Juke Joint 5. But over here we have on bass, John Bunzel. And people know John around town for sure because he's played with like Racky Thomas and Matt Stubbs and tons of other people. And John, say hi.
Hello, Salem.
Hello, Salem. Who else have you played with?
Basically anybody in the blues scene, kind of, sort of, a little bit here or there. So, everybody.
Yeah, like, we go to shows and people are like, Bunzel plays with you, oh my God. Because, like, everybody knows him. So, he's been on the scene for forever and ever. So, and my name is Gretchen Bostrom, and I'm the one with the big mouth who sings and talks and whatever. So,
would you like to hear another song, Peter?
You can
play a
music
package.
No, that would be great. Yeah, if you want to do another song, that would be excellent.
All right. How about we...
You are listening to WMWM Salem.
How about we do Shake Your Hips? That's one of my favorites.
Let's do a Slim Harpo tune. What do you say?
Everybody's doing it from the grown-up staff.
shake your hip, baby. Shake your hip, baby. Shake your hip, baby.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So, Peter, we should have Dick tell you a little bit about the repertoire of the band, because we're a little bit different than every other blues band that's out there. And Dick, why don't you tell us sort of about the mission of the band? Because, you know, Dick and I here started the band, and we had a very specific goal as far as the music. So
yeah, what we were trying to do. I mean, one way that I phrased it is, you know, back in, let's say, the early 1950s. You could have put on your radio and you would have heard some early rock and roll, some real tough R&B, some jump blues, some rockabilly, some Chicago blues. You would have heard it all on the same radio station and maybe even on the same program. That's one way of looking at this kind of repertoire. Another way is that there was a time when before the guitar was king. I mean, no offense to Silvertone Steve, but there was a time when the guitar and the saxophone were kind of battling it out. You know,
is he talking about me?
Kind of battling it out to see you know which one could be the most raucous instrument. You know, and so that era is really, with some exceptions, you know, that's the era that we started to honor and preserve. Is that that kind of time. And, of course, people were dancing, hence the name Juke Joint, Juke Joint 5. And that's pretty much it. Wouldn't you say, Gretch?
I would think so.
So how did you meet up? How did you end up together like this? I mean, Silvertone and Dick must have known each other.
Oh, yeah. You guys have known each other forever.
For years, right?
So.
Yeah.
It only feels like 50 or 60 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can, from my perspective, you know, I had... been singing jazz. Yeah, I was doing like Billie Holiday and Ella and all that stuff. And, you know, I'd always wanted to do blues, and, you know, a lot of people kind of poo-poo that, you don't want to abandon jazz, do you? And I'm like, yes, I do. And actually, I decided to post on Craigslist and, you know, anybody looking to join a band, blah, blah, blah. Dick responded. He was looking to do the same thing. We met up and we played at the Johnny D's Blues Jam together, and we were like, we like this. This is fun. I like playing with you. I like singing with you, whatever. And then our former bass player, Jason Adams, just happened to be at that jam, and we saw Jason. We're like, hey, let's ask this dude to join the band, right? And the rest is, you know, so we kind of started that way, and as Dick says, what was it, the Spinal Tap of...
the Spinal Tap School of guitar players and drummers.
Yeah, exactly. But the current lineup, I just, you know, obviously Dick and Steve have known each other forever. And at the time, we were looking for a guitar player, and Silvertone came in. And, you know, that added a great element to the band. We also had...
As Bruce Springsteen said, that's when the big man joined the band, he said.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm gonna
sound
a little boastful here, and I hope people don't mind, but we
talk about Peter?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about Peter. We have got the best damn rhythm section in Boston. I'm just gonna tell you this right now, because these guys, they don't, you know, Dick, Steve, and I are sort of like in the front of the stage, and people see us jumping around and being crazy and whatever and singing, but. You know, these guys, they're kind of subtle in the background, but they are like the skeleton of this band. Like, if we didn't have these two, we would sound horrible. Horrible. And we, you know, this lineup that we currently have with Silvertone Steve, Noah Teshu, and John Bunzel, myself and Dick, is the strongest lineup we've ever had in the Juke Joint 5. And I really credit that to Noah Teshu and also to John Bunzel. Because, again, you know, the rhythm section... The rhythm section, they may not be out front. They may not be, like, being crazy. They might not be sober. Yeah.
That's why we're in the band.
But I still sound pretty good.
Yes. But we would not be the band we are without these guys, because they keep, you know, they keep that beat going. They, you know, they are the skeleton of this band, I would say.
As Gretchen said, they are our skeletons in the closet. And we don't want to let them out.
But they're, yeah, so, you know, I'm just going to go out and say this right now. They are the best rhythm section in Boston, and we are so lucky to have them in the band. And
I think that's agreed by everyone.
I think that is pretty agreed, but I don't want to sound boastful, you know, and make everybody jealous. But, yeah, so, we're this unit now, and, you know, strongest unit we've ever had in this band, and everybody keeps complimenting on that.
It is fantastic, so. And you gel so well together. And especially, you know, coming into this little space here, and now all of a sudden it just sounds unbelievable.
Yes.
I don't know what it sounds like out there. I'm hoping that someone's going to call up and say, hey, either it's, you know, but I think it sounds damn good in here, so.
Cool.
So any listeners who are within several blocks of the station, come on down here. Yeah. Cause, you know, we could fit you into this room.
Yeah, what kind of pizza you like, Dick?
Well, I figured, you know, for this next one, that we could do one that Silvertone Steve wrote. He's a great writer. Silvertone and Dick together write a lot of songs for the band. And I'm kind of starting to write some stuff, but I haven't debuted it yet. But they write some really cool stuff. And this one, Steve, you said it's like a mashup of the Yardbirds and a Silvertone take on it. But this we sort of have nicknamed it the Silverbird Shuffle.
I don't know. I stole it.
No, but Steve, this is a great instrumental that was written by Steve, and I think we should do it. Yes, indeed.
How are your ears, Peter? Good, very good. It's Sorry, 35 years of rock and roll shows have done a number on him. So,
all right, I'll turn
off. Yeah, yeah. I can't hear.
So, Peter, we have a new CD, and it's called Rock This House. You have a copy,
yes,
of course. You've been playing it on the show, which we're so thankful for. And, you know, Noah, because I got to shut my mouth, because, like, you know, I know, I talk all the time, so I just want to have Noah kind of tell us a little bit about the recording process. We went to the record company, and we did some crazy stuff in there, didn't we?
That's right. So we went to the record company in Dorchester, and it's a really cool studio. It's actually a nonprofit to teach kids about recording. So high school kids can go in there after school and learn how to set up microphones and change levels and all that stuff. And then it's also a great studio. It's affordable for Boston musicians. So we went in there and we did the record. We did it actually all in 12 hours.
We did.
Wow, that's fantastic.
We've been playing these songs together for a while. We prepared a lot. Gretchen prepared us all really well. And we went in there and we just banged it out. Just all live, no overdubs or anything. Just the band, how it is when we play. It's great.
That's the best way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Because once you're out, you put out a product, and everybody's playing it, and then someone comes out and sees you and says, wait a minute.
It sounds
so empty, you know, but you guys, I'm not saying that you sound empty. I'm saying it's full throttle. It's exactly what they're hearing on the CD.
You can perform
live, which is huge. That's a lot of musicians, more musicians are doing that nowadays. Good musicians, I will say. Yeah, doing that nowadays because anybody can go to the studio and overdub and run four or five tracks over each other and sound like, you know. But it's another thing to go in there and do it live, and this is it.
Yeah,
we're old school. It's all live.
Old school. There you go. That's all that for. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And so Silvertone, we did some crazy stuff with your guitar, didn't we? Like we were putting like your amp in the cabinet, or what the heck was going on?
I think they wanted to put me in the cabinet, but I didn't fit. So they did put my amp in a cabinet.
Yeah.
It might have been a little loud.
No.
I deny the whole thing.
No, but it was a cool sound that came out.
It was
a
very nice sound. The studio had a very nice sound. And yeah. It worked out very well.
Yeah. Maybe what was the name of the studio?
The Record Company.
The Record Company.
Yes. Yeah, maybe we can in a bit play a track from the CD.
Yes. Well, the first song of the CD, of course, is a song that was written by Silvertone Steve, and the music, of course, from him as well, but it's called I'm So Mad. So we'll have to play that for sure.
Okay, we'll play that from the CD.
Yeah, because, Silvertone, Dick, they do a lot of writing for the band, and there's on this CD three originals. I'm So Mad that was written by Silvertone Steve. There's a song called Ready for My Close-Up, which words, the lyrics were done by Dick Lurie, and music by Silvertone Steve. And then there's also an instrumental on there called Big Jack's Kitchen, and that was written by Dick Lurie. And recently, the Alternate Root magazine featured us as, for the song Big Jack's Kitchen, they featured that as one of their trending singles for the week, which was very nice. So.
Yes, and that was a track that was dedicated to Dick's friend Big Jack Johnson.
Big Jack.
Who worked with
the oil man, right?
Quite a the oil years. Man, Big Jack. We were friends until he died about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So why is Almost it instrumental, three. Though, Dick? Is it you can't talk about what went on in his kitchen, or is it?
it was, sometimes the best way to talk is with your horn.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I think if you want to, we can play a track off of that. We'll do the first track because it's going to get you bumping and excited. It was I'm So Mad by Silvertone Steve. Oh, and Peter, we do have a copy that is autographed that we will give away to somebody on the air. If you want to pick like a caller number or something,
excellent.
We can
we
can
do
that.
Great.
Yeah.
That would be great. All right, right now we're going to go over to the EP. It's the Juke Joint 5, Rock This House. 5-song EP. This is I'm So Mad.
We'll be right back.
How come? Yeah.
And that was I'm So Mad from the EP.
No. Rock This House.
Rock This House. And maybe during the next break we'll give one of these CDs away, but it's kind of tough with the band on to know that the phone is ringing. So if anybody has been calling, I'm sorry, but we're all packed in here, and my ears are ringing. So it may be my ears and not the telephone.
Well, you know, we'll slow it down for you right now. This is a song John Bunzel came up with this idea, which is it's a super song called How Come by Big Mama Thornton. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the song and why you chose it? And
I thought it'd be a good selection for the band. I thought Gretchen would kill it. And it's a little bit different, not a standard straight 12 bar. Something a little, could be slow and slinky, could be quiet, could be loud. And that's that. That's about it.
Yeah, it's a cool song. And of course, we start off with John on the bass. So I'm going to let him kind of stew on this a little bit so you can hear him. So he sounds really, really good. All right.
I don't know what happened to our audience, but
I think we scared him away.
I know. What is that? See, now you write songs about Dr. P and he doesn't show up. You know,
early in the day,
you're supposed to show with muffins. Yeah, that's right. I did pass him last night. As I was leaving, he was heading out.
What time was this, Peter?
I don't know. I think I went home at 10:30. I was trying to behave.
Well, that was early.
Yeah. The place was really crowded. It was Opus Downtown Salem, really.
Ooh, was it Barron's?
Oh, Barron's Whitfield and the Grits and Groceries Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
Which is his North Shore band.
I love Barron's. He's great.
You're not kidding.
Did he perform Mama Get the Hammer, There's a Fly on the Baby's Head?
No, he didn't.
He did many other tunes, but it was just very crazy, very crazy. You are listening to WMWM Salem, 91.7 FM, WMWMonline.com. Or you can go to TuneIn.com and bring us around on your telephone. If you go to local radio stations, that's if you're in this area. If you're out of this area, you might have to search. But WMWM is on there. I just got to get business out of the way.
Oh, yeah, hey, man, you got to do it. Actually, we have a little bit of business. Silvertone. So
yes.
We play every month at In a Pig's Eye.
Yes,
I know
do.
We're going to be back there on March the 16th.
Yes,
and
we are.
Why don't you tell us a little
I believe
bit
it's
about,
the 15th.
About the pig?
15th,
come on,
yes.
Silvertone.
March 15th.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. March 15th. Yes, March 15th. I'm sorry about that. We got a lot of dates coming up, which is great. But Silvertone.
Yes, right down on Derby Street. We'll
yes.
be there once a month.
Yes. Absolutely. No, but Silvertone was instrumental in getting us into the Pig. He's from the North Shore area, and, we just wonderful crowds there.
It's a great room, and I played there for many, many years.
Yeah. Everybody knows him, so.
Whee!
Yeah. And he's very instrumental.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, we're going to be at the Pig on March 15th. We're at the Pig actually on the third Saturday of every month, and we always pack the house and people have a great old time down at the Pig. It's the hangout on the third Saturday of every month, so you got to come and check out the band and yeah.
And it is the only pub in the United States without a TV set.
Oh, that's true. That is true, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, it's kind of tough to be doing something else. You got to pay attention to the band if you're in that room.
Yes.
Which is great.
I got to honestly, I've got to give a shout out to the fans in Salem and the North Shore, especially Salem, because, you know, these folks. Oh, Dr. P is here.
Look at
hey,
yeah,
here's
yeah,
Dr.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
How's
one
it
of our.
Sound
yes.
Here, Dr. P.
Does this sound a good right? Dr. P?
Come here and say something, Dr.
Yeah.
P.
Well, wait a second. How you doing, guys?
How you doing? Yeah, I gotta say, Dr. P included, the fans of the North Shore in Salem are just like the best fans, in the land. They come out and support live music, you know, more than any other fans I've ever seen, and we do appreciate that. So thank you, Salem, and thank you, North Shore, and thank you, Peter, and Dr. P, we love you.
Dr. P, say hello, please.
Yeah,
come
say,
over
hello,
here and say
hello, Dr. P. Come on.
Hello, all you guys. Nice to see you. I hear you. Glad you're listening. I just want to say these guys and girls, there's some old and some new, and they do what old guys do, what old guys like us used to do, rock and roll. Get it on.
Oh, yeah.
We know who we are.
Well, you know, since he's saying let's rock and roll, why don't we do I Want to Rock? I kind of want to. You want to rock, Dick?
I definitely want to rock.
Dick always wants to rock. I mean, that's his life.
See you guys.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm a rockin' mama. I'm a rockin' mama now. Rockin'.
That is for sure.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was fantastic. Dr. P, did you hear that out on your radio?
No.
You weren't listening to your radio on the way over here?
Where were you, Dr. P?
Yeah. I was all over getting my sister going shopping. Oh.
Were you laying up in the bed?
Radio on?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't hear nothing.
Go, boy. We hope y'all can hear us.
I wasn't in the car that long.
Oh, all right.
So it could just be Dr. P.
Yeah. No.
I heard you. I called you. I said everything. I gave you time to
are those donuts, Dr. P?
Yeah, donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
We may have to take a break here.
Yeah.
Donuts and orange juice.
Woohoo! Well, the poet is a big donut fan, so I'm going to have to get him one during this next one. But, Dick, let's feature a poem from you, because tell everybody about your book and everything.
Now? Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Did you want to say something, Dr. P?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Dick. Go ahead.
We're going to do, as Gretchen said, I'm a poet. I've been hanging out in Clarksdale, Mississippi for a number of years, a couple of weeks every year, with Big Jack Johnson and others. And I actually wrote a book of poems about Clarksdale, and then took some of the poems and put them on a CD with blues. And we're going to do one of those poems along with blues now. And actually, the title of my book of poems and the title of the CD is If the Delta Was the Sea. And that's actually the title of the poem that we're going to do. And I think that, Peter, you're going to give one of these CDs away. Is that right?
Yes, I will. What key are we going to do this in, Dick?
We're going to do this in the key of E. All right. As soon as we get started here.
Do you need me to go higher on the headphones?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right.
From the five.
All right.
One, two, three, four. This is called If the Delta Was the Sea, and the epigraph is from one of my all-time favorite Victorian novelists, George Eliot, and it's from her book called Adam Bede. And this is what the epigraph says. Yes, thank God, human feeling is like the mighty rivers that bless the earth. It does not wait for beauty. It flows with resistless force and brings beauty with it. And the poem is called If the Delta Was the Sea. Whiskey, Big T sings, one night at Red's juke joint. If the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck, is a good old favorite from both black and white country traditions. If the river was whiskey and I was a duck, I would dive to the bottom and never come up. I'm standing next to Big T playing the sax, and the blues being my meditative state, I start thinking to myself, what an extraordinary metaphor this is to be conditional and transformative at the same time. As usual, when I'm at Red's, I also feel immersed in Clarksdale, Mississippi. So my mind shifts and spins this image till it comes to rest on
the mysteries all around me. If the river was Clarksdale, if the river was Clarksdale, what would I be? A stranger from such a different place, poking around, outsider trying to peer inside. Would I be Mark Twain on the Mississippi? Godlike pilot, sure hand, every rock and every shoal so clear in his mind? Or would I be Rambo's drunken boat, floating unguided toward those phantasmic ocean visions, and knowing that each choice bears its own gifts and dangers? Should I dive or sink or drift? And if the river was Clarksdale, the delta would be the sea, as indeed it once was, vast and in many stories primal, darkness upon the face of the deep, while the earth is still without form. And if the delta was the sea, then Clarksdale, every town, roads, houses, forests, fields, even reds, all would be mingled with it as waters of the Mississippi flow to the Gulf. Then Clarksdale, every town, roads, houses, forests, fields, even reds, all would be mingled with that as the waters of the Mississippi flow to the Gulf. And we, looking out over this delta sea from our narrow lives, we would think it endless and always changeable. In the era when cotton is king, it's a gleaming sea white in the sun, or sometimes look beneath layers, waves of black and brown topsoil, rich, deepest in the world, we're told, calm and smooth. Or on some days, the surface rough with old Indian mounds or anonymous clumps of earth where slaves are buried. With old Indian mounds or anonymous clumps of earth where slaves are buried. And other days, maybe close to twilight, the Delta Sea is golden, a trick of the light or a reflection of great wealth. And in the depths beyond our vision, the registry of bones, the dead, those newly wept for and down ever deeper thousands of years back to the Bronze Age, famously democratic. This undersea city of bones, unhinged from age, race, history, cause of death, and by now the sea change into something rich and strange has promised, transfigured them all to coral and pearl. Transfigured them all to coral and pearl. And as my meditations come to rest, back where I started at Red's, listening to Big T, if the river was Clarksdale and the delta was the sea, then tonight it would all be intense blue, deep blue delta sea, eternal, the purest, though darkest blue of blues. I might never come up.
was fantastic.
Thank you.
And yes, yes, you can get Dick's CD and book, right? And how do they do that? We have the book.
If the Delta book was the Sea by Dick Lowery, it also comes with the CD. And this is put out by, where is it here? It's hangingloosepress.com.
Yeah, it's hangingloosepress.com. You can get the book. You can get the CD, which actually lagged way behind the book. The book was first, and the CD has just been officially released. And Peter's going to give away one of those CDs, I believe, on the air sometime this afternoon.
Yes, we will. And do you have a website, Dick, that they can go to get the CD?
The best place to go is the Hanging Loose website,
Hanging
right
Loose,
there.
Okay. So it's www.hangingloosepress.com.
Get your copy of If the Delta Was fantastic. The Sea. Yes, it's wonderful.
That is great. Should we take a little break and maybe I'll do the blues calendar and get the rest of my stuff out of the way and you guys can have, the goodies?
Sounds good to me. Dr. P has something to say.
Would like to speak for a moment.
Pretty good stuff, huh? You ought to be here. It's beautiful. Listen, I just want to say hi to my old friend Ronnie, Veronica. We're fattening up your old man here. We got donuts for him and stuff.
Woo-hoo!
Everyone's having a ball. Nice to hear from everybody and see you soon. Good job, Peter.
What did I do? I'm just sitting here. All right, we're gonna do a tune, and then I'll be right back with the blues calendar. We'll do it a little early today. This is Mr. Tim Guerin, I believe.